Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, put on your capes. Place that S on your chest. Wear your pair of undies on the outside and don't fly away, because it's time for Too Much Nerd Talk, hosted by us, a flock of nerds. And there you go. I still got the best intros, guys.
Call! He's just a flock of nerds. We got to do the bird noises. Call!
Yeah, buddy. So I figured before we get started with this, we'll go over what Too Much Nerd Talk is going to be about. Nerd shit, guys. We're just going to, each episode is going to be random nerd shit. Our first few episodes, though, are going to be about Batman. So. And good, our Batman savior is here.
He just did the intro.
I just did the intro. And kind of going over what our shows are going to be about. So, like I was saying, everything's going
to
be about nerd stuff.
We're talking about the Turtles movie tonight, too, right?
Oh, I didn't hear you.
Oh, you haven't seen
the Silent Ball movie.
Dude, there's a new animated Turtles movie coming out on August 2nd.
I have no idea what was said right now. What now?
I said, I don't know how Batman runs through these building tops and shit.
Ran to the car and he's out of breath.
We have serious audio problems right now.
Can everybody hear me now? I think I took care of the audio.
Yeah, you sound better. It was
I
all
thought
like
audio problems were a staple of the show.
It was all me. Ow. I know what happened. I had some headphones.
It was me.
I heard it on my end. My headphones
Welcome
were fucking up, and I was like...
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, where there's a one-second delay and we talk over each other and there's constant audio issues.
Logan's going to call in too, guys. Logan's going to call in too right now. Hold on. I'm giving him Yo.
Okay, I missed the introduction.
Yes, this is an introduction to Too Much Nerd Talk. No, that's Ryan.
What's up, Logan?
All right, before we all get going, let's all just introduce ourselves real quick. Hi, I'm Dakota. So we know our voices.
Hi, I'm Logan. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, I'm Shane. I'm drunk, and I'm also producing a real comic book, which I'll pimp later in the show, coming out this October.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be awesome, guys. It's going to be awesome.
I am Ryan, and you cannot prove that I'm not Batman at this very moment.
And I'm Lacey, the only chick that decided to brave it out with you guys. So
I just noticed something, guys. All of Roast of the World called in except for freaking Yoder. So Yoder, you're still
the
intern.
The intern. That's why he'll always...
Oh, time out. I didn't invite Yoder. Never mind.
Hey, man, is Yoder still unemployed? Did he get fired?
I don't know. We never got that story.
How do you do that?
We never got the real story behind that.
Would he be here?
Yeah, he should be here. He's unemployed.
Hopefully he's not.
He's got shit to do. Yoder, where are you at, bro?
So how are we going to start the show?
All right, I'm going to let you, Ryan, start us off here because you are like the Batman knowledgeable person I know. So
Batman.
Start us from the beginning with Batman. Start us from the very beginning. What was his introduction to the world? What was Batman's first introduction?
Okay, so I'm going to start, since, you know, Batman is from comic books, I thought I'd just do a short little bit of trivia from, like, the 1940s. So, actually, 1930s.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Is it possible that Forrest Gump is the movie that leads up to Batman?
I mean, it very well could, considering Forrest Gump could be Batman.
No, I'm thinking his son Forrest could be Bruce Wayne, because, I mean, both his parents are dead, and he's got all that money.
And he's a billionaire. He's a billionaire from
could
Apple.
Be.
Yeah, but time out, though.
Forrest
Jr., did he die like,
Batman.
Doesn't he have, like, AIDS, though? Isn't the mom have it?
Exactly.
So,
he got AIDS. They died.
AIDS.
Kids left with all this money. He's an orphan.
Batman had AIDS.
And he's an orphan. Boom.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That Batman could have AIDS. Dude. I'm just saying. AIDS are scared of Batman. Yeah. But anyway, we start in the 30s, and the 30s are kind of blah. You know, Batman's just starting out in Detective Comics, which is what DC stands for, by the way, if nobody knew that. Batman came around. His origin was in issue 33, which was in 1935, I believe. Don't check me, fact checkers.
It is something like that, though. Yeah. It's like 35 or 37.
Yeah,
it's late 30s.
It
like
is
that.
July 5th, 1936. No,
that's a good, there we go. But Batman kind of hit his stride in the 40s, especially during World War II. Here's just a few. Like, I figure maybe later on we might be able to go deeper into stuff, but I just got a few little tidbits from the 40s here. So, like I said, Batman was introduced in the DC Comics in issue 33 of Detective Comics. That's when he was first made. So, 1930s. That's like so long than I thought Batman existed.
Right?
Robin, Boy Wonder, the boy, the legend, Holy Rusted Metal Door, he appeared in Detective Comics number 38, which was in April of 1940. So Robin's been around pretty much just as long as our boy, our man. Yeah, man. Boy Wonder's been around. Another interesting little bit of trivia for Batman is me and Dakota were talking probably a couple of weeks ago. We were trying to wonder who was, like, some of the original villains that Batman had a long time ago. Batman's first major villains were in the 40s. They were Joker, Catwoman, Scarecrow, Riddler. But his very first supervillains were the Joker and Catwoman, which I didn't know that the Joker was, like, right there in the beginning. Like, he didn't have an origin story or anything back then, but, like, the guy was right there with bats from the beginning.
And I just want to say...
But I think, though, at the very beginning... Oh, sorry.
Like,
go ahead.
You're good. The Joker for... I'm just going to say, Jim Carrey, when he was the Joker in the
movie... He was the Riddler.
The Riddler or whatever.
He was the Riddler.
When he looked
the
bad...
The Riddler.
Yeah.
Kick her off the show.
When he was the Riddler. Okay. Shut up.
Who let the girl on?
Wait, I read the wrong
one. One at a time, baby girls. One at a time. Okay.
Okay, now seriously.
So the Riddler, Jim Carrey.
Yeah,
Riddler.
The Riddler.
Okay.
Jim
so,
Carrey's the Riddler.
You know,
was
he
awesome.
I didn't realize that he looked, like, identical to the old one.
Okay, so I
he
have.
Good.
Which,
like,
I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, you're good.
I'm going to go ahead and credit the source for all my stuff. It's a book. It's the history of the comics of Batman, and it's illustrated. And what she's referring to is the illustration of the original Riddler from, like, the 40s looks almost identical to Jim Carrey.
Like, he was born for the part.
Absolutely.
Like, I was freaking out.
Well, she's just
like
Jim Carrey in tights.
I mean, who doesn't like Jim Carrey in tights?
Who doesn't want to see him come back and play the Riddler again?
Why was
tights?
It not a missed opportunity that he didn't
do
a scene where he, like, did in, like, Ace Ventura where he, like, talked out his ass? Why didn't he do that as the Riddler, too?
Oh,
that would have been 10 times more badass.
I would love to answer a riddle.
Fucking time traveler, man.
I'm
traveling
to talk about riddle.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm trying to think of, like, a Taco Bell riddle he could tell out of his ass, like, riddle me this,
riddle
Batman.
Me this.
If you need Taco Bell, what happens next?
Riddle,
he's like,
riddle me this, Batman. So moving on from our rogues, which that's what Batman's main villains are called, is the Rogues Gallery, which I figure we'd probably eventually we'll have a podcast just about the villains in general.
We're going to have to, for sure.
My next little interesting tidbit is Alfred, our man.
Yes!
The gent.
Yeah.
The gentleman. Did you know that in the original it was in the 40s, maybe, I think it was 1942, 43, when they introduced Alfred, who came after Robin, by the way, He was a very rotund, that's the word they used, rotund, which means fat. He was a very rotund man who busted into Wayne Manor from Europe and declared out loud that he was going to be their butler.
No
that's
way.
The original,
this is my destiny.
That's the original origin for Alfred, not a nice old man that raised Bruce from a child who told him to get back on the horse. A drunk fat man busted into his mansion and was like, guess what, Daddy? I'm your butler.
Fun fact. That is also how the Tim Drake Robin came into play. He broke in to the Batcave and was like, I'm fucking Robin now, bro. That was it. And then
yeah.
I was like, well,
I mean,
I
if you're Batman,
that.
If you're Batman and you're sitting in the cave and like a fat dude or a kid just busts in and goes, I'm Robin now.
I run shit now.
What are you going to
yep.
do? Like,
yeah,
okay,
gotta,
here we go.
Yep. This over black now, like, I know you're Batman, so.
Yeah, I figured out your password for your Wi-Fi, too, motherfucker. Don't tell me no, or all those selfies go to the fucking room.
I got your whole porn history, bro. I got your whole porn history, Batman.
Oh, my God.
Even better yet, I know your Google history.
Oh, jeepers.
Yeah.
So this age during the 40s and 50s was called the Golden Age, which I'm sure a lot of people know that. The only other superhero in DC that even held a candle to Batman, I mean, come on.
Superman.
We know who it is. The suit. So, I mean, for 20 years.
Let me ask you this. You might know this because you know a lot. Like, do you know when Green Lantern happened?
Not yet.
Because
we will.
Superman, Batman, and Green Lantern was their, that was DC.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, essentially, yeah, Wonder Woman came around a little bit after Superman, but that's probably during the 50s and 60s.
When the women started.
Yeah, yeah, women started to rise up in comic books, and she makes me rise every day. But other than that,
yes, sir.
Shit.
Oh, sex. Oh. But another little piece of trivia, and then I'll wrap it up, and we can jump to another segue here. The Penguin was introduced in issue 58, which was in 1941, so he's also considered, like, one of the first main supervillains. Batman actually, in the comics books, laughed at him because his name was the Penguin. Probably not a good idea, but if you're Batman, I guess you can laugh at whoever the hell you want to. But that's all I got. The last little bit I had was right in 1942 when, of course, we joined World War II. Batman also joined World War II, apparently. And there were a lot of comic books of Batman kind of, how do I put this politically correct, abusing Japanese people. So not a very good
for the case. You after the Nazis, huh?
Yeah, it was World War II. America was out for revenge, and so was the Cape Knight. So,
well, I think you can say Japs as long as you don't put stink on it. Kind of like saying Jew. Like,
I kind of think you can,
Jew?
But
I don't think you can.
Really? Oh,
really,
man,
no.
I'm way behind the times. Shoot. Gosh darn it. Why'd you let me on the show, Dakota? You knew I was going to ruin it. Derail the whole thing.
Now, just to say that we love all people, all race.
But I figured, kind of like when we do these superhero episodes and stuff, we could do like a little brief trivia kind of thing. And there's so much you could do.
It's very interesting.
Just on Batman.
The comic books got behind World War II. It was crazy. Like, I mean, Marvel did the same thing.
Yeah, I mean,
it was like
the
second war
I mean,
that was ran by the Rothschilds, man, like where they benefited from both sides, so they commercialized it.
Here we go. Conspiracy.
Now we're going down a rabbit hole. I thought
no,
I
that's not a conspiracy.
It.
It's actually proven. J.P. Morgan said that $43.7 billion from both sides of the war. J.P. Morgan's his main benefactor and CEO.
Which side did Batman back? We know it was the Americans.
Because it was an American comic. But you look at the productions out of, like, Japan and out of Germany, because they utilize comics as a form of...
That's true.
What would we say?
A lot of graphic violence
rhetoric.
Comics came out in this time, too. Like,
yeah, because
not
they were
not
trying
to
desensitize
boys to
the fact that they were about to go to war complex. Yeah.
Right, so we had, like... I don't think that... The Watchmen were around. Were they that old?
No, that was 80s.
But comics.
Watchmen was 80s.
Comics of that, like, brutality and nature were around in the 40s.
Watchmen was
preparing an entire generation of young men to become violent soldiers. What's the first thing that you want them to get used to? The idea of
blood
the idea
gore.
Of violence, the idea of. No.
Sure.
War is glory, right?
That's what I want, you know.
The Watchmen really was, because you think about, because a lot of people think about comics like in the 70s and 80s, because that's when a lot of people, you know, they come up or whatever, grew up,
right.
And they were goofier back then. But
A lot of heroes got their boom in the 70s and 80s and stuff, but like, that's why it kind of shocked me a little bit, because I, like, didn't realize.
Well, what it was the parents had the parents had the nostalgia of it, and the kids, it was kind of getting pretty adult, especially during World War II when they were introducing the concept of violence being okay and shit, like Logan was saying. Mm. Totally true. But then in the 60s, you had the Batman TV show, which really and was so popular that spun the comic books into a different era, the Silver Age.
Right.
Where everything was a little goofy and fun. Probably the darkest
comic
book at the time.
Batman and them also transitioned to film, you wanted to entertain, so a lot of early superheroes were really Magoo, kind of. Like, my God, Adam West, my man. The guy pulls shark repellent out of his ass. I mean, who does that? But, you know.
No, he had shark repellent in a helicopter. It was just in the helicopter.
Point,
in case you're flying around and a shark attacks you, he had some.
Well, when you're Batman, that shit comes natural.
Talk about being a Boy Scout.
Yeah, he doesn't have superpowers. He has to rely on his intelligence and well-prepared fucking backpack packing.
It's called swag, is what it is.
There might be a shark when I'm in the helicopter. There might be. Maybe. I'm going to be ready for it.
If you prepared, you would know. If you were the world's greatest...
You can afford everything you want, so you can
hit
certain
hats,
everything as it is.
If you were the world's greatest billionaire orphan detective, you would know this. But Dakota, did you want to...
Proper preparation
is
a piss-poor performance.
Was there another bat-centered segue or anything? Because if we don't have one, I got one.
what do you got, dude? Where'd he go? Did you go to
Best? Lead? Here we go, baby. Here we go. Pay attention. Best on-screen film Batman portrayal. Go.
By the actor?
The actor.
My heart wants to say Michael Keaton. But I don't know if that's true.
Why not?
Okay.
What was the question?
Best on screen, big screen. Big screen Batman.
I would say this. I have a point. I would say that Michael Keaton was indeed the best of both characters, because it's two characters.
Okay.
Is Bruce Wayne and is Batman. However,
correct.
I do believe that Val Kilmer was a better Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne. Yeah. And I think that the last guy in The Dark Knight Returns was a better Batman, but not a better Bruce Wayne. But I think overall, as the entire of both characters, is Michael Keaton. But I'd say Val Kilmer for Bruce Wayne, and I'd say What's-His-Face for Batman. That's my opinion.
You're referring to Christian Bale, right?
Yeah.
Right. Any other thoughts?
I was a Christian Bale.
Oh, my last one is the best thing I've ever
definitely not Christian Bale. Christian Bale can suck a fucking dick.
Whoa.
Yeah, Christian Bale
sucks.
That's
a spicier take. Reel it back in.
Christian Bale can suck a dick. Christian Bale can suck a dick.
Why is Christian Bale? Why though?
After American Psycho, he didn't really come up with anything.
No. I mean, as an actor, I agree.
Batman.
Christian Bale can suck a chode, but...
Oh, yeah.
But why is...
That's why I said
why
wasn't face.
Oh, yeah,
I
no.
Didn't think.
Because I fucking absolutely could not stand his fucking representation of Bruce Wayne and how he had that fucking internal fucking conflict at all fucking times. Look, like,
yeah.
I fucking get it.
Yeah.
There's better fucking person.
Okay,
yeah,
but as a playboy...
fucking worth Bruce Wayne.
As a playboy, though.
The production, okay, so, like, the production and the money that went into Bruce Wayne, awesome. They can put a suit on a monkey and convince him to fucking sell bananas. But you can't tell me that a multi-billionaire wouldn't have perfect teeth. Am I right or wrong?
We're getting petty now. Now it's like, do you see the guy's freaking receding hairline? Like, holy
no, man, it's just I just don't feel like he didn't portray a convincing multi-billionaire character.
Okay.
What do you think about Val Kilmer as Bruce Wayne, though?
Absolutely
honestly,
amazing. George Clooney did a pretty good job too, honestly, like, for being honest about it, even though I'm pissed off at the whole franchise with the whole fucking what's her name, you know, that boy, but all that shit kind of went in. Tim Burton did a cool fucking, like,
George,
you know, idealism
Clooney.
With all that stuff.
George
Clooney can play off the multi-billionaire.
I got
Hold
one
on.
Thing to say about George Clooney. Bat nipples, my man. You cannot convince me
that
for one second.
It had nothing to do with George Clooney. That wasn't
no,
his
no, no, no.
That
We're
was,
talking about the best representation of Bruce Wayne, right?
Okay. That's what I meant. The best
Bruce
representation of Batman. Why
Bruce
does
Wayne not
Okay,
Batman.
Bruce Wayne, more believable. As Batman, you cannot convince me that his version of Batman thought that it was a tactically sound idea to have nipples on the bat suit.
Uh-huh. That was
You're
just
not going to tell me Alfred sat down there in
that
the Batcave and was like, Master
Bruce,
should I put on
the
nipples?
You know what would scare
the
bad,
like,
guys?
Yes, Alfred.
You know what would scare the bad guys? Hard nipples. Because walking
Very
up with nipples
hard.
Oh,
yeah,
and cut glass. Just coming for you.
They're
going to
get raped after
head.
You get beat up.
Oh, so scary.
So
scary.
As far as my, as far as, you know, serious, as far as my Batmans go, which I always separate Batman and Bruce Wayne, because you're supposed to.
Sure.
Best Batman is Michael Keaton. He's just so iconic. Even though, if I'm honest with myself, he's not really a good portrayal of Batman in a sense, especially, you know, since what's Batman's number one rule? You don't kill people, right? Michael Keaton's just tossing these thugs over the sides of buildings and crap, like knocking them down bell towers. And I know the movie was in the 90s, but...
Sure, 80s. The first one was 89.
Yeah, right, 89.
But look
what
it transitioned from. Look at what it transitioned from. Look at what it came from. It came from the Adam West Batman TV show, right? To that point. So you have to have you have to have some of the original kind of, like, flair from the TV show. So that's what was so eccentric about it. But I think that was kind of like a segue into modern, like, realistic filmography, right? Because, I mean, you couldn't just all of a sudden have him, like, putting on Teflon and bulletproof vests, and he went from walking around in a thin little leotard. Now you can't start having him like what we have in Dark Knight.
I mean, literally, he can't turn his head left and right. So, I mean,
right? Yeah, exactly. And that was what was up with the whole, like, George Clooney, Val Kilmer, everybody. They were just like stuck in a neck brace. Like, the dude's just prepared to get beat the fuck up. That's kind of what it looks like, because he's already in a neck brace.
As far
and
as Batman,
I personally, as a And as,
you know,
like, a fighter goes, from the fighting aspect, like, I have a lot of hours, you know, throwing them nuts, right? So if I had to stand there with my neck in a brace and fight, I'm telling you right now, it would he's one bad motherfucker.
It would suck,
he can do
my man. It would suck pretty bad. I don't care if you've been trained by Ra's al Ghul or not, which I'm
sorry, right on facts.
Ra's al Ghul. But, what was I going to say? Worst Batman portrayal in films. This one's a little easier for me.
Robert Pattinson.
Really? That's a sharp take.
I actually thought that was one of his better.
Yeah, but that's kind of like the fucking skinniest kid at fat camp. Like, his best acting role is never going to come close to, like, De Niro's worst role.
I have
Robert Pattinson. Okay, go for it.
From a detective view,
he did a great detective aspect of it.
He did a very good, the version of Batman we don't often get to see. Because, you know, the most common form of Batman is he's whooping somebody's ass, which I'm not 100% against. I love watching Batman whoop somebody's ass. But there hasn't been, like, a sole film that kind of gripped that noir Batman year one kind of, you know, Batman is a detective. He has a very,
right.
He doesn't have any superpowers, but he's so incredibly intelligent, especially as a crime solver. And I actually did appreciate
right.
that in Robert Pattinson's movie. I didn't like other directions.
The other thing that I liked is that it wasn't connected to the DCEU, which means there are no superpowers.
Very.
It was,
right.
it was more of a,
he's just a man.
And also it's kind of apples to oranges because it was a year two Batman. He was just on his second year, so he wasn't like a hardcore professional Batman like we saw in the other movies. You know what I mean? Like, and
it,
he already put Joker away at the
sometimes.
End of the movie.
Yeah, he was just starting. He was just starting out.
It feels
right.
good
he
sometimes
young.
To return to those
he was
roots,
in Nirvana
though,
and shit.
Like to see him
yeah.
as a man. And, you know, and he still had the whole, the creep factor, the Dark Knight thing, and that whole scene chasing the Penguin in the Batmobile was pretty badass. But, you know, it just felt nice to see a darker, broodier, even though I don't
right.
really like the whole connection to the vampire thing. But
right.
But, yeah.
Right, we're not
so I don't hate Robert Pattinson's Batman. But it isn't as high as the more iconic ones. I honestly, and I'm going to get my butthole eat for this, I don't really care for Christian Bale's Batman that much.
That's another one I don't like. Yeah.
I did like his Batman. I didn't like his Bruce Wayne. But there were moments in the movie, and I think that really is more about the director than him as an actor
right.
and the writing.
Yep.
Like,
a
we're
lot
pooping
of people
on that dude,
suck.
Batman Begins. And he said, I swear to God, I don't know anything. He goes, swear to me. I was like, that's fucking Batman. Holy shit.
He
so
had moments in which,
moments.
I mean, all Batmans
absolutely.
Have.
Well,
you know,
I would
agree.
Put Bale above Clooney. I would put Bale above Clooney. I wouldn't
I would
put him above.
George
as Batman,
Clooney
as Batman, absolutely.
George
as Batman,
Clooney
absolutely.
Probably the weakest to me as yeah. far as. Bringing the Dark Knight out of Batman.
No, and he didn't really have a fair swing at it because it was Joel Schumacher.
Jack Nicholson was the best
Schumacher.
Fucking Joker that ever fucking lived. Though.
Well, I mean,
so
if you go back and
who?
Watch Batman and Robin,
Jack Nicholson,
which is a
yeah.
yes, oh, amazing Joker. But,
have you ever danced with the devil in the fair moonlight?
In the pale
that
moonlight.
Line? In the pale moonlight.
I asked that of all my prey. It just sounds cool, is what he said. I just think it sounds cool. He's like, fuck you, you're going to die. Yeah.
It's,
he goes,
but like,
then,
if
hey,
you go
can
back.
You guys hear me now? Goes, what did you say?
Oh,
hey, can you guys
is.
Hear me now? Because
there's
I've been talking
Dakota.
This entire time. And,
you've been talking
you,
this
know,
whole
we were
time.
We asking about you earlier.
You've been
what?
Muted, bro.
Like,
you
like, what
question,
else you
know
this
that?
Is God-tier podcasting. Oh, my God. I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah, you, like,
welcome back, the host.
Freaking lazy checking me, right? Like,
Dakota,
hey, where'd you go?
Back.
I'm like, I'm talking, guys.
I love
I was
how,
listening
like,
to
not
Alex
one person.
Too, right?
Not
like,
one
I was answering
was
the
like,
Batman
hey, man,
question.
Dakota, we're
we
just,
did earlier.
You want to know what I figured
going,
something
right?
was up? This is when I figured something was up. We were talking about our favorite Batmans, right? And I go, George Clooney.
and then nobody says anything, right?
And
you guys kept talking. And then somebody else says George Clooney, and you're like going off. I was like, wait a minute, they can't hear me.
I was about to say, I was like vomiting in the car.
I had a good nipple joke too, guys. About the I had a great nipple joke too. You guys missed it. Like,
oh,
I was
man,
a joke.
Lay it
yeah,
on
thing.
Me. No. Let him have it. Lay it on.
Lay it now. No. I'm not rewinding. We're gonna keep going right through this.
You can't pass up a
at
nipple
this
joke.
Point. Wait. I got a new point. All right.
Okay, new point. Going forward.
Film aside, the best Batman ever is the guy that voiced the Batman cartoon.
Kevin Conroy.
That does the voice.
Rest in
yes,
peace.
That's
he is recently
the best
deceased.
Batman
rest
ever.
In peace.
Oh, dude,
Kevin
guys.
Conroy has been the voice of Batman since the animated series.
Dude, you know he got to play Bruce Wayne in live action, though, right? It wasn't in a movie.
No,
it was on
one
of those, like...
He was on the Flash, went to another dimension.
Yeah.
It
was
either
it was
one
of
the DC television
shows.
Yeah.
But I think he's the best Batman. And I would go so far as to say that at least as a contender for the guy who played Luke Skywalker as the Joker in the animated series, he's been killing
Mark
it for
Hamill
years.
Mark Hamill is the Joker, Dakota.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There is no better voice of the Joker than Mark Hamill.
That's right.
No, it's not debate. It's not up for debate.
Live action. I'm going with you.
Oh yeah, live action is a completely different story. But as an animated voice of the Joker,
yeah,
that laugh, man. God, that
oh, man.
Did he do it in that Batman Beyond movie? Did he do the voice of him in that one, or is that somebody else?
He's done Batman Beyond, The Killing Joke. All of those has been Mark Hamill.
Oh, he did the Arkham Asylum video games, too.
Yes. He's so
good.
Yeah. Like, if you get a chance, there is a video on YouTube where he's at a conference and they hand him a piece of the script for The Killing Joke before it was a film. It was still in comic form. And he reads it out loud in Joker voice. And, like, it's just so creepy, man. The crowd just eats it up, dude. But, yeah, best Joker ever voiced is Mark Hamill. And I guess since we got a little bit of time, who's your favorite Joker on the big screen?
Heath Ledger. Jack Nicholson is, like, such a close second. Such a close second to Jack Nicholson. But, like, I don't
even
Ledger.
Like the Jack Nicholson version. I'll say it. I didn't like it.
You know what I find so strange is that Heath Ledger's version of the Joker is actually pretty diverse, but it is pretty much universal. It's pretty much universally everyone's favorite Joker in film.
Yeah.
Right.
He was just so good in that movie, but it wasn't really the Joker. Yeah.
Jack Nicholson was literally almost frame for frame from early comics. Like, he did such a good job.
That's true.
Yeah.
I would say if we're talking about, like, comic true, like, actually playing the Joker and Jack Nicholson. But Heath Ledger as that version of the Joker was – and I didn't want to see it because he was the Joker. I was like, you're going to get this pretty boy, teen heartthrob, piece of shit to be the Joker. Fuck you. And then I saw the movie. I was like, I was wrong. Sorry. That was great.
See, I tried that same thing with Jared Leto, but then I was let down.
Because
I fucking hate Jared Leto's Suicide Squad Joker. But
well, hey guys, I hate to do it, but I'm cooking dinner,
too.
So I gotta go. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for joining us.
I guess that's a good enough excuse to.
Yeah. Oh, I'm making corned beef and cabbage tonight.
Oh,
corn, beef, and cabbage,
nice.
Bro.
Okay.
Yeah, good shit. I'm not making cheeseburgers or nothing. I'm making a real dinner. So I do have to go. It's 8:30 here, so it's about time. But, hey, thank you so much for having me on, you guys.
All right.
Well,
you guys
are
the next one.
Did you just invite us to dinner?
Yeah, dude. Oh, come on through. If y'all can buy a plane ticket to Seattle, I will feed you. Promise.
I think Logan bounced out too, guys. Logan just jumped off the phone also.
Well, just that, well, Logan quit.
Well, what was it that made him mad? Was it the bat nipples? Was it the bat nipples? I'm
so,
sorry,
man.
Logan.
So.
I'm sorry.
No,
he's really passionate about the bat nipples.
He said something, and then he was like, I got to go. I don't know. But anyways, I have an idea, guys. I have, you know me, I collect a bunch of old comics. And I,
right.
Here's some fan write-ins to, like, the editor of some of the comics.
Sure.
And this one is, the comic is Web of Spider-Man Special Giant Size number 50 issue. It came out in 1988. So, let's see what some of the people had to write in about. Flip to this page, connect up to that. All right. Dear Marvel. Okay, guys. I know this is an action-type mag, but the risk of sounding mushy, how about a little more romance in Web of Spider-Man number 42? Mr. and Mrs. Parker are always missing each other.
Is this fan fiction?
I'm used to sympathy with a Pete. I'm used to sympathy with old Pete. But MJ has a right to be in love. Okay, I don't know. Anyways, I hope we see more decisions between these two who obviously care deeply for each other. By the way, a nice switch on Flash. He was actually right on target in his Web of Spidey. I don't know what the fuck that meant. With a big lug, but he's okay. Oh, Flash, the Flash on the show. Okay, never mind. Oh, well, that's it for now. And that's from a Tom Johnson in Bearstown, New Jersey.
I don't mean to be a jerk, but that's some cringe, man. But, are y'all young enough to – I mean, we're all, what, in our late 30s, early 30s?
Early 30s. I'll be 34
in a
couple
remember,
months.
Do y'all ever remember actually riding into a – to like a magazine or something like that?
No, honestly,
I'm
not. I mean, I think I might have in school. Like, you know, those like
I wrote in,
things or whatever.
Right. I wrote into a I know this is off topic, but I wrote into a Game Informer one time where you could draw and they would like put your art like in the art gallery. And they returned my piece and was like, thanks, but basically said thanks, but no thanks. So I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Wow.
Then I opened the next magazine. I opened the next magazine, and there's, like, a five-year-old drawing of, like, a Pikachu or something. And I'm like, what the freak, man? Like, my drawing wasn't better than crack Pikachu? Like, they sent it back.
Like, he was so mad for, like, 2 weeks. He was outside, like, damn, Pikachu, crack Pikachu.
I mean, like, I get it, but speaking of fan fiction, though, I don't even want to know how bad, like, comic books and stuff people can get out there. I mean, Reddit is probably a cesspool of Catwoman and Batman love stories, and God, I don't even want to know. Catwoman and Batman / Robin / Mr. Freeze. Killer Croc and Penguin Rule 34. Like, I don't want to know.
What's Bane at, man? Oh, God. All right, I got a few fan questions. Let's see here. Superman Shaved Beaver ask, least favorite Ninja Turtle.
I'm sorry, give me a second. What was that handle again?
Over? What just happened?
What was that? Was my
Superman
laugh. Superman Shaved Beaver?
Yep.
He wants to know what our least favorite Ninja Turtle is. One that now we're seeing.
Okay. Since we're transitioning to Ninja Turtles, I have to put on my turtle hat, and it's on. Okay, Lacey, you go first.
I love all the Ninja Turtles.
Pick a turtle. You know damn well who it is.
You have to pick one.
Donatello.
Yeah,
it's Donatello. Every one of them I love, but I guess the least one was Donatello for me.
Hey, I'm about to have a spicy meatball here in a second.
Yeah.
Is it my turn?
Venus.
Yeah. Oh,
Wait a minute. She's not canon, though.
She don't technically count.
But, yeah, she would be my least favorite.
I was like, if we're talking four main turtles, I mean, everybody's least favorite is Venus, if you add Venus.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Yeah, out of the four turtles, Dakota, you can't dodge this shit.
Leonardo.
Out of four turtles.
Leonardo.
Ooh, that's sharp.
That is sharp, but I guess I can see that.
I mean, I get it, I guess. The whole...
He aggravates me sometimes.
Why is he your least favorite?
He comes across kind of douchey, and I don't dig his swords.
Yeah.
Okay. Raphael. The guy's such a douchebag, man. Hear me out. He walks around the street in a freaking fedora. And a thing, watching movies.
You're right.
Oh, I'm
you're
so
right. I'm taking mine back. I might not like dude's swords, but
Wait, okay. Raphael is the most realistic one of them. And listen to me while I say why. Okay, you're forced to live underground.
Uh-huh.
You're forced to learn something that most kids wouldn't like to learn about because it's, you know, learning how to control yourself and responsibilities and a lot of effort, okay? You got to put a lot of effort in. Also, you're reminded every day that you're not as good as another one, which I get it. Every group has a leader in it. Sometimes you get frustrated. That's why younger kids get frustrated with their parents. He was more realistic. So, for me, his personality was more realistic and more relatable than Leonardo. Leonardo aggravated me at times because who's that perfect? Like, there's always somebody who wants to make their parents proud, but at the same time, who's always 100% that way at that age? They're teenagers.
All right. Here's my counter. He's a bitch.
He is a bitch, but so is teenagers. They're teenagers.
You don't see Mikey going around going, I'm a teenager. I'm so sad. I'm not the leader. I'm going to walk around in my jacket and my fedora. I'm grumpy. Look at my size.
So as a teenager, they're all split of all the personalities that are really big in teenage years.
God.
So Michelangelo, I love him. He's my second favorite. He's humorous. He's funny. But he's also annoying as fuck when time comes around. But that's that part of teenagers that come out for him. And then you got Donatello, who is like the recluse.
We will touch upon this later.
But anyway,
is there another question?
All right, next question. Wonder Woman's Lasso wants to know, favorite Batman villain?
Well,
we've already touched on a few. Lacey, what's your favorite that you know of?
It would either be the Joker or the Riddler for me.
Just because they're iconic and stuff, right?
Well, no, because I enjoyed their storyline. Plus, I actually, they're probably not as famous as others, but I do like Mr. Freeze.
Yeah, Freeze has a complicated background. Well, what about you, Dakota?
I'm going to go with Calendar Man. Underrated.
Calendar Man
is
very underrated.
And he has some
very
hardcore
underrated
powers, if you think about it.
Ryan, you used to be Penguin.
Well, I know this sounds terrible because obviously the best Batman villain is always going to be the Joker just because that's Batman's archenemy. But
nice to win everybody
personally, dude, Ra's al Ghul, man,
is it Ra's or Raj?
Okay, in the film they pronounce it like it's spelled, which is Ra's al Ghul, which was played by Liam Neeson, which was perfect, by the way. In the comic, the S is pronounced like an accent. It's Ra's, like R-A-S-H.
Okay.
So it's Ra's al Ghul. Anyway, the guy is immortal, man. He goes to Lazarus pits, and every time he dies, he just says, "Nah, screw that," and reverses time and heals himself. Like, Plus, not only that, he's the leader of the assassins, so he basically taught Batman. His daughter's hot as hell and slept with Batman and had a son with Batman. So, I mean, there's just a lot going for old Ra's.
Shout out Damian Wayne.
But, I mean, you know, that brings me back to the movies. And, again, that's one of the things I was originally very excited for Batman Begins, because they dropped that Ra's or Ra's Al Ghul was the main villain, and I was like, oh, baby, we're starting off strong. And then they just kind of killed him like he was just a mercenary, and that kind of really hurt my soul a little bit.
And they did the same thing. Bane gets the treatment twice in both movies. He gets
Don't start with Bane with me, Dakota. It is too late in this podcast to get me on about Bane.
Gotta be next.
Oh my God, I hate Bane from the movie.
Both movies.
Nothing against Tom Hardy. Nothing against Tom Hardy, but I hate that Bane.
They screwed him up in the 90s movie too. Made him this freaking Poison Ivy henchman.
At least he was a Mexican luchador in the freaking 90s.
They did get
Now he just talks like this. I like to talk like this because I'm Bane. I'm Bane.
I will blow up your football field. I will blow up your football field.
This city! This town! I'm sitting here watching this movie and I'm like, this can't be the end of this trilogy, man. This Bane cannot be the end of, like, oh, man.
All right.
But anyway.
If you had to pick a villain to end that series on, who would you – I mean, they could have wrapped it back around to, like, the Riddler somehow or something, right?
Or Hush?
I kind of wish Hush would get them. There's a lot of people that are saying that they think Hush is going to be the next Robert Pattinson Batman villain, which I'm down for, because Hush is a badass.
Oh, yeah.
He's you know, he's not brand new, but he's a more common day enemy. But if you read the comic Hush, man, he's a badass. I'd like to see Killer Croc besides the Suicide Squad version.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Let's see, is there another? I mean, I guess Scarecrow kind of got his thing in Batman already, but
who's your favorite Robin?
They did all right.
Oh,
with that
fuck.
One.
Favorite Robin, god darn it.
Favorite
Chris
Robin?
Live action Chris O'Donnell for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like Joseph Gordon-Levitt that much.
Yeah,
but.
Well, see, yeah, I was about to say there was the setup was just dumb with that one.
You should really go by your first name, and it says Robin, and I'm like, that's not his damn name. Like, that
yeah.
Batman was somewhere in his name, too. My name's Batman Wayne. Like, god dang.
Batwing.
But anyway.
I have another really harsh take. This is probably mean, but why was Talia Al Ghul not more hot?
That's a good
Which
question.
I'm probably gonna get chewed up for that on the internet by fans, but because the actress is really pretty, but, like, in the comics and stuff, Talia Al Ghul was supposed to be so attractive that she made men die, like, fight to the death for her beauty. And that's just
right.
not what we got.
No, we got, I'm going to stab you in the side.
Like, crazy girlfriend meme from the internet is what we got for that. And I was expecting, like, Aphrodite.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, I don't
that
know.
That whole thing is over. That's a crazy girlfriend's revenge plot. Think about it. She hires Bane. You broke my heart, Batman. Bane, you break her heart, I break your back, you know? That's how it works.
The child of Ra's al Ghul did not make the climb. But, oh, my God. I mean, anyway, any more questions?
We got one more.
Oh, boy.
Talking Max asks, a power ring or Thor's hammer? I guess they're asking which one you, if you had a choice.
When you say power ring, do you mean the Green Lantern?
I'm guessing it just says a power ring, so I'm guessing Green Lantern.
Because that's the.
I'm going with Thor's hammer.
When I think of.
Green Lantern, because then I can make Thor's hammer.
There, I mean, point.
Are you going to travel to go get,
you
gotta
recharge
get the metal
it all the time,
and all that?
Though. But then you always have to go through space to recharge it.
I don't really. No. I need to expand my lore of Green Lantern. Green Lantern was never one of my my draws when I was a comic kid.
That's a
mostly
whole other
because
episode.
We were born in the 90s.
Well, the Green Lantern's old as
yeah, but in the
90s
it wasn't as big as.
Oh, it's probably as big.
Well, nowadays though, there's the Green Lantern, there's the Red Lantern, there's the Yellow Lantern, there's the White Lantern,
yeah.
There's the Black. There's so many different ones out there.
Yeah.
All these lanterns make a circle, but
yeah. circle.
I guess. I mean, I'm gonna have to go with Mjolnir because by the time that you get done saying the chant that Green Lantern says, your brain's already on the ground from Thor's hammer.
And it can shock your ass. So I dig it. Yeah, I'm going with the hammer too. Fuck the ring.
I'm also going with the hammer because look what it did for Natalie Portman as well. Like, if you can touch the hammer and you're automatically gonna be a Thor. Why not?
Well, if you're worthy. If not, you're just a piece of shit.
You trying to say I'm not worthy?
If not,
you're
just Captain America. How come Captain America didn't turn into a Thor? How come Captain America didn't get like some kind of Thor power when he picked up the hammer? Or Vision. He didn't get some kind of weird Thor power. I mean, he grew a cape.
He didn't get to hold it for long.
Maybe they were worthy, but they weren't, like, worthy.
Maybe
they got like a little spot
maybe,
on the record somewhere.
Maybe it wasn't politically correct for them to become Thors. But I don't know.
Awful.
That was awesome.
Okay, I have a random question before we go. Why does Grimace, or shit, damn it, I messed up the joke. Why does Thanos look like Grimace with, like, freaking skin disease? No, I don't understand.
Oh, I thought this was like a no.
Like, he looks like, he's purple like Grimace, and you know what his chin looks like. I don't even have to mention that.
So, what you're trying to tell me is Grimace is, like, Thanos' long-lost brother.
Thanos.
Been on Earth for a while now, under the cover of the McDonald's banner.
Hear me out, Dakota. Hear me out.
Where's
How
Logan,
long?
Where's Logan get to the bottom of this theory?
Okay. This is his fault for leaving. Good stuff's always
at the end. He's missing the good stuff at the end.
Okay. So, go ahead. I'm going to start a conspiracy theory here right now. How long has it been since Grimace and the rest of the McDonald's crew have been gone?
What?
It's been Ronald McDonald by himself at least for, like, what, 15 years or more?
Give or take.
I'm thinking they were sealed away because Grimace is actually like Thanos, but his power is too strong.
So you're trying to tell me that the Hamburglar was right this entire time and Grimace is the real villain of the story?
The Hamburglar is essentially just like the henchman here. He steals the burgers for Grimace. Look at Grimace, man. All he does is eat cheeseburgers all day. What happens if he gets mad?
He snaps and half the world's gone.
That's right, man. He's like Thanos without a conscience. Grimace is a world ender.
Oh, my God.
Let me get sicker into this theory here. Each of the Infinity Stones are different colors. Each of the McDonald's characters different colors that match it, yeah?
Oh, I like this.
You got the bird that's yellow.
This.
You got Ronald with the red. You got the other one was another color, whatever. You know, the other characters. I know all the characters. You know.
This is what the new Avengers is going to be. You're laughing now, Lacey, but you wait. The minute the McRib comes back, it's all going to line up.
And what is the McRib really made of? Is it really Mick or rib?
And look now, it's already started. The Grimace birthday shake just came out. Who knows what's in that purple shit that we're drinking?
What?
It's already begun. It's already started. Thanos is gone. The Avengers are taking it easy. There's no big threat. It's over, man. Imagine the crew of Avengers it's going to take to put down this big purple bastard.
Oh, no. And this next generation is going to be like the Snowflake Avengers, you know, like, can we hit you? It's okay if we can't hit you, Grimace, but, you know, let us know if we can. You know, can we stop? No,
well,
can't,
I mean,
stop you today.
Think Let's about be- it. Like, what Avengers do we have left?
You got Stretchy,
I mean,
Girl.
I guess.
You know what I mean?
We got,
America Chavez, I guess.
Oh, she's a Captain Marvel or?
Yeah, Captain Marvel. Thank you.
No,
oh,
Black Widow's
is
dead.
Is she dead?
Captain America.
Captain America's gone, though. It's Falcon now.
Oh, yeah,
Captain America's
Falcon.
Like 90 years old now. You got the Falcon,
I bet
Ant-Man.
He can still whoop somebody's ass, though.
Oh, actually, I don't know about Ant-Man because, like, if you've seen the Ant-Man movie, have you seen it? I don't want to, like, give anything away.
But the ending of it
is kind of weird. You have to see the ending of it to get it, but, like, he might not be in the right reality.
New Black Panther.
The new Black Panther is going to be going up against Grimace. Who else is there? Captain Marvel?
Yes, Thor.
Thor's out
there.
Thor's still there. Daughter. You got love
Thor,
or whatever now,
his
too.
His daughter. Thunder and love, yeah.
It's going to be interesting. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I don't know Grimace's stats.
Yes, Star-Lord.
Like, I don't know Grimace's
stats.
But, you know, I'm pretty sure there's probably some statistics somewhere of how many cheeseburgers he can eat at once. I don't know how that's going to factor into his fighting ability, but I'm just saying.
I feel like he kills people and shits chicken nuggets. I feel like he, like, stabs people and shits McNuggets. I don't know why. Grimace just seems like a creepy fucker thinking about it.
I feel like Grimace is a cosmic evil that is just below a McDonald's building being held by these Infinity Stone people.
Oh, my gosh.
And now that he's back. I will
tune
have this all written
guys.
Out in a
same bat time, same bat channel, same bat.
I will have all this written down for next time.
All right, we got about a minute left, guys. Like we said, we will be doing another episode next week. Look like Thursday night. Is that good with you guys?
Yeah.
Does anybody have a topic? I'm sure we'll revisit Batman, right?
We're going to do Batman.
Are we going to continue Bat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I figure we'll at least probably finish up our Batman discussion because we can get into, like, some villains and stuff like that, too. And then maybe week three we'll jump into something else. But, yeah, guys, been awesome. Great first episode. We had all the Roast in the World crew on. Even our newest member, Ryan.
Yoder.
Yeah.
We didn't invite Yoder. Yoder wasn't invited until you said something in the chat.
He was, but he actually was at a job, apparently.
He had sponsorability.
That fucker has a job? He's lying.
Apparently,
smoking pot is not a job,
easy,
Yoder. Sucking dick on the corner, Yoder. Is not just...
Remember, Grimace is not who you think he is, and we'll see y'all next week.
And remember, always roast the world. Why? Because the world.
Because the world needs roasting.
Couldn't say it any better myself.
Oh, don't tell Shane and them about the